In Psalm 69, the trespass offering psalm, we read these words, verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming upon my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am coming to deep waters where the floods overflow me. We have here a picture, a type, a foreshadowing of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. For there he hung, bleeding, suffering, dying, even pouring out his holy soul that the likes of us could be saved from the wrath of God that's going to overflow and swamp all Christ rejecters, all who live and die in their sin. Jesus said, if you die in your sin where I am, ye cannot come. But this passage gives us a little insight, just a little insight into the overwhelming wrath of God that fell upon the person of our Lord Jesus Christ as he hung suspended between heaven and earth, as he hung suspended between two thieves, as he hung suspended on a cross that should have been inhabited by another man, that should have been where you and I were placed. But rather, he took our cross. He took our place. He took our wrath, our judgment. You could even say he took our hell there on the cross when he suffered and bled and died and poured out his holy soul, Isaiah tells us, that we by the grace of God might be set free, that we might be brought into the family of God, that we might have every sin forgiven, that we might be cleansed by his own precious blood. You know, there were those in Noah's day who were also overwhelmed by the waters. There were those who were judged beneath the waters of God's wrath in Noah's day. In fact, all who were living in Noah's day, except the eight who were in the ark, Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives and the animals with them, everything else living in those days, all who were outside the ark were under the wrath and judgment of God. We read from 1 Peter chapter 3, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God, oh, thank God for his long-suffering and patience, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Some people jump to the conclusion and say, aha, you see, it's the waters of baptism that save you. These eight souls were saved by water. But let me assure you, friend of mine, that the eight souls who were saved were never in the water. They were saved by the ark as the water lifted up the ark. They were saved as by the water that lifted the ark up above the judgment that was to fall. But the next verse, some will argue, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. And just to keep us from getting confused, just to keep us from jumping to the wrong conclusion, the writer here says, now it's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. It simply saves you from a bad conscience, because that's what gives you the answer of a good conscience toward God. Friend of mine, I believe that every child of God, every Christian, every born-again believer should follow the Lord in the waters of baptism. It identifies you publicly with what's already taken place within your heart. The answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Yes, friend of mine, there were those in Noah's day who were saved by the water that lifted up the ark. But the others, all those who went under the water, were under the wrath of God. And without exception, all those who were beneath the water drowned. They were destroyed. They were judged. They were dealt with. But bless God, to keep us from ever going beneath the waters of God's wrath, our Lord Jesus Christ himself went under that water at Calvary's cross. He was overwhelmed. He was flooded. He was put beneath the billows of God's wrath there at Calvary, so that those of us who are in Christ today by the grace of God through faith in his finished work and the person of our Lord Jesus, we can say with Paul of old, there is therefore now no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Friend, make sure you're in Christ, not just in the water. May the Lord bless you today. Amen.